USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First deliveries of Johnson & Johnson single-dose coronavirus vaccine are expected early this week. At their Kentucky Distribution Center, boxes are the CDC green-lighted J&J's vaccine Sunday, making it the first single-shot vaccine approved for use in the United States. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News this is great news for everyone.
It's incredible news that we now have three vaccine candidates with an EUA so that Americans can start receiving them. Johnson & Johnson has guaranteed about 4 million doses to be shipped out this week to states and pharmacies alike.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are calling for an independent investigation into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. This after another woman claimed that Cuomo made inappropriate comments to her. USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
How often are we going to need a COVID-19 vaccine shot moving forward?
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in the medical establishment. It's probably going to be more than last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
MLB spring training continuing on Monday with games being played in Arizona and Florida, most stadiums holding between 15 and 30% capacity. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is reviving her proposal to impose a wealth tax on the richest Americans.
Your first $50 million is free and clear, but your $50 millionth and first dollar, you got to pay 2 cents. And 2 cents on every dollar after that until you hit a billion.
The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters a wealth tax is long overdue and would generate more revenue and opportunity.
We have watched the wealth of the billionaire class in America increase by more than $1 trillion over the last year.
Warren's net worth as of 2019 was $8.75 million. The Senate Judiciary Committee is advancing Merrick Garland's nomination to serve as President Biden's Attorney General.
On that roll call, as announced, the nomination will be favorably reported to the floor.
The Democratic-led committee voting to advance Garland's nomination. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he supports Merrick Garland's nomination with a caveat.
It'll be up to Judge Garland to stand up to efforts to turn the Justice Department into an arm of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, as happened under President Obama.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.